dreaming. I made you.
Anybody in here feel good? Oh, come on, don't mess with me this morning. The song says, I feel better because I was able to lay my burdens down. Anybody happy because you can take your burdens to God? And when you get there, he'll actually tell you, tell me all of your problems. And then when he says, tell me all of your problems, he don't just stop there. He said, you know what? Leave them right here with me and I'll handle them for you. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you. Master, we are so thankful because you are so good. You are a wonderful God. You are a God who stick to his words. Everything that you declare always come true. So we are so thankful for you. We're thankful for you being in our presence today. Because your presence means that you love us. Not only that you love us, Master, but you'll take care of us, you'll protect us, and you'll keep us. So we're so thankful for you being in our presence today. And while you are here, share with us what we need. Build us up where we're weak. Give us knowledge where we're lacking. Give us everything that we need to be strong soldiers on a battlefield in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. Master, give us our weapons, for our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So we come to you to say thank you, Master, for being a great general and a great leader. We ask now that you protect us while we're here. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Every heart say amen. Amen. We'll now have hymn 547.
Oh,
Amen. Amen. And my sister still thinks she's older than me and making me do stuff at the last minute. But she is older than me, I guess. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come this morning, Master, excited. We're so excited, Master, because you allow us to have a relationship with you. And we know, Master, that through our relationship, we are able to get close to you. And Master, as we've learned over life, that the best thing that we can ever do is to get close to you. Master, because of our relationships, we can have everything that we need. For you said that through our covenant relationships, we'll find ourselves walking in your will. And Master, we realize that when we are walking in your will, our power is with us. Not only is our power with us, but our power precedes us. Not only does our power precedes us, but our power follow us. And then, Master, not only do our power follow us, but then we find our power beneath us. And we realize that when our power is beneath us, Master, anytime we find ourselves in trough situations, the power that's beneath us has the ability to lift us. Lord, have mercy. I want to shout right now, Jesus, because I sometimes need to be lifted. When I'm going through my trials and my tribulations and my storms are mighty and powerful, I need to be lifted. But then, Master, you said you won't leave us uncovered, so you send your power to stand on both sides of us. Now I realize, Master, that we're completely covered by your power. And while we're completely covered by your power, we can walk through any situation. We can walk into any place. We can climb any mountain. We can make our way through anything, all because we have a relationship with you. So this morning we come to say thank you, Jesus, for our relationship. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for lifting us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for giving us the power to make it through. We come this morning to say thank you, because you're such an awesome God. Thank you, because you're not only awesome, but you're loving. Thank you for being our God. Let all God's children say amen. 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 We ask now that our officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Thank you.
this morning I was whole in my right mind. He didn't let me speak too late.
Master, we come right now to say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today. We pray, Master, that you bless them, that you lift everyone who comes in contact with them. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Came the perfect sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. They shall have everlasting life, shall not perish. I'm looking forward. When I can walk the streets of gold, kick off my shoes, Jesus. God, I put on my robe. I don't care what color it is. I just want to put on my robe. Yeah. I got something I want to tell Jesus. Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. I don't know if I can preach in here today. Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, you know, I'm not asking for forgiveness because it's all about God. I'm a shouter. I praise God when I get happy. And I don't make any excuses for who he is in my life. You don't know my story. You don't know what I had to go through to get here. So I give him... My brother. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but see, I can see in the spiritual realm when things begin to happen. See, you'll miss it if you don't watch God. When he began to sing, the shift took place. Something began to hover in here, and I could feel God just working, just moving. Glory to God. And I don't know about you, but I don't miss my opportunity. You may not hear me say it out of my mouth, but I be talking to God. Here I am, oh God. You know what I need. Don't pass me back. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God, for using the brother this morning. Thank you. And I say brother because I mean it in a passionate way concerning God. Whenever you open up your mouth and you begin to worship God and a shift take place in the room, that tells me something. Amen. Both of these brothers have done some work in here today. Because see, like the dew in the morning is my song. That's what brought me through when I was in my trouble. Glory to God. I thank God this morning. Now, my brother been pulling and pushing on me this morning over here to sing a little bit. But I don't know, because these brothers ain't here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm ready. I'm ready to tell you what thus says the Lord. Because he's an awesome God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. cause I know that the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Come on, help me sing it. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Cause I know that storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Listen, I went in the valley to pray one day. My soul got happy and I stayed there all day. Cause I know that the storm. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. I know that the one of these old mornings, and it won't be very long, you're gonna look for me and I'll be gone all home. Cause I know that the oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Cause I know that the storm. Yeah, I know that the. Yeah, I know that the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Jesus. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. You just sit with me for a minute. I can tell you about my storms. All right. My God. Waiting on him to do something for me right now. Yes, God, I'm waiting on a transplant. But glory to God, I know it's on its way. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on serving him, whether it happens or not. I'm going to serve him simply because I know that he can. He don't owe us anything. Whatever he do for us, it's a blessing. Thank you, God. If you would come and go with me to 1 Peter, and I'm going to get out of your way this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2, very familiar verse of scripture. Verse 9, glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and it says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you." Listen now. "Called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." Amen, God. And if I must take a subject this morning, let me just ask you a question. Who are you? Who are you? I'm sitting in here, standing in here, and I'm looking. I've been here this morning. And I remember when God began to call me forth in ministry. I was many of things. let me be transparent, because maybe it'll help somebody in here this morning. I was mean. I was ornery. I was a liar. And I didn't care for many people. I want you to see God this morning. Because I had been hurt, had been going through so many things in my life, I made a decision. God, I don't want to be bothered with them. Jesus. Keep me, God. I told God, now you want me to preach this, you got to keep me. Who are you? I said, God, I've been through so much in my own home. My father is a mean man. And he's been very mean to us. And you want me to go out in this world and treat people nice? All I know how to do is be mean. If you want me to change, you're going to have to help me. When he began to call me, I refused to answer because I still had my father's spirit in me. But because of who my God is, he began to do a work on me. And he taught me how to love with a real love. Now, church, I can't tell you that it was an easy task. I won't stand before you and lie this morning. But I promise God that whatever he said to do, from then on, I'll do it. I'll run and see what my end is going to be. So now when people ask me, who are you? I can tell them the truth. I'm a royal priesthood child. I'm a chosen generation child. I belong to the Most High God. You see how I walk. You see how I talk. You see how I carry myself. It's because I have a purpose in the earth. I belong to the Most High God. Now I come to ask you a question. Are you showing people your false character? Are you being real today? Are you a liar? And you're putting on a facade for people? Are you a false prophet? We got them in the world.
Amen.
They in the house. They run from church to church. Amen. They're tricking God's people. I heard the words that are being said this morning. And I listen. I'm a preacher who study other people. I pay attention to what you say and what you do. When you change, you don't have to tell people you change. People began to tell you there's something different about you. There's something going on in you. That's for the body of Christ. So I ask you the question again, and you can, and you the only one can answer it. Who are you? Are you allowing people to make you ashamed to be a child of God? Are you denying God? Are you denying Jesus like Peter did? Because there's some consequences. You got to remember now. 1 Peter says we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. That's something, to be called his own special people. You've been set aside. You've been chosen and separated from the rest of the crew. I don't know about you, but I take pride in that. That's why I do what I do and say what I say and act like I act.
Amen.
Check me anytime. and I'm set already. I promise you. Now you watch me how I walk.
Amen. All right.
That's who I am. I'm royal. Priesthood. Why should I act a different way? Don't let people cut you down because of who you are. Now, I didn't say I was arrogant. I know the difference. I didn't say I down other people. I used to be that person. But I'm not that person anymore. When God gave me a mission, I took it on. It's a holy mission. It's not an earthly thing. You're just here in the earth, but you don't belong to the world. There's a holy place for us all. You got to act like you're a part of the holy nation. You got to look like you're a part of the holy nation. Not sometimes, but all times. See, some of us are put on a facade inside the building. And then when we leave out, we show who we really are. The real characters come out. But if you're walking for God, let me tell you something. Let me help you right here. And I'm going to move on. You're going to get what's coming to you. If you're faking, and I didn't come to scare you. I'm just coming to tell you the truth. You better be real with God. You can fool people, but you can't fool God. And he chooses to discipline how he chooses, when he chooses, so you don't have a choice in the matter. So it's better to be real. Come on, church. Amen. It's better to be real with God than to put on a facade. Amen. Be who you are. A chosen generation. I can't say that enough. And I love it so much because my children are chosen children. My brothers and sisters are chosen children. Even though we had to go through a lot as young, but God had all of this for us. Thank you, Jesus. First Peter describes us as glorious. And in all reality, our priesthood means mighty in the earth. Okay, God, if I'm mighty, then why can't I speak to all this illness and cast it down? Why can't I speak to these spirits? Now. Don't preach my sermon. Hold on. We well connected in the spirit now. Why can't I speak to it? The only reason you have what you have is because you joined in his relationship. You became a part of him. And it's by his grace that you are able to operate the way you operate. And if you don't walk in power and authority, no, you can't cast anything down. Because if you come in the flesh, the devil just look at you and laugh. But if you come in power and authority in Christ Jesus, then you have power. You want to know how I know? You're looking at a miracle. Glory to God. God gave me power to speak, and I was made whole. Never thought a little wild, crazy girl would be able to stand in the pulpit and tell what thus says the Lord. Surely that was not my plan. I had a whole nother map. You know how people do vision boards? I had mine planned out. And I was on my way. But then God happened. And he made the decision that what I say do, that's what you're going to do. You can come as I call, or you can fall on your face and now I have to come pick you up and start you all the way from the bottom. And then you'll know that it's me. See, some of us don't come to God willingly. We come fighting. I was one of those. Woke up one morning, didn't know myself. Lost my mind, didn't even know I was in the world for a whole year. But what God have on the inside of you, he's going to get it. So you ask yourself a question this morning. Who are you? Who are you? And what are you doing for the body of Christ? Right. Are you sitting in the pews every Sunday? You know, some people say, I don't have to be a part of the fellowship. I don't have to be a part of the brother and sisterhood. I just want to get a word and get out. But what have you done for anybody in the earth? If you come in here with your selfish, and I'm going to say that, with your selfish self, get what you need for yourself and go back out there and do nothing with it. We are here. You got a purpose in the earth. And you know what that is? To serve God. To worship God. If you die today and he raised you up tomorrow, you still have the same job. To serve God and to praise God. And you know how you're going to serve God? You're going to go out there and tell somebody about what God has done for you. How he's kept you in your weakest hour. How you have not been who you are always. How he had to come and see about you and because you couldn't see about yourself. Somebody in here know what I'm talking about. Hold your arms. Hold it tight. Don't let the Holy Ghost use you. But you know what I'm talking about. Ah, he's a good God. And he bought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty. I can't say enough mighties. Let me just leave it alone. He bought me. He brought me. Not only did he bring me. See, we're not a selfish family. He came and got my brother. My oldest brother. My oldest, second oldest sister. And then he came and got my brother Roderick. Glory to God. My mama says one more coming. Let me go on my knees and pray. But anyway. Yes, God can do anything he wanna do. And I'm looking at your faces. And I know there have been some storms. And there have been some troubled times. There have been some times when you had to call on the name of Jesus. You looked to your left and nobody was there. You looked to your right and no one was there. And you didn't know what you was going to do. But what a mighty God we serve. When friends aren't friendly anymore. And you feel all alone. You can call on Jesus. I promise you he'll come and see about you. Hey, God. Hey. Jesus. He's a way maker. Yes, he is. He come to heal the minds, the body, the spirit. Because he wants you to be able to say and know who you are. What a mighty God we serve. This morning when I rose, I didn't have a doubt. I knew that my God was going to bring me out. When I look to the left, I see God. When I look to the right, I see God. I just know he's all that I need at all times. Somebody here need God right now. You better tell God, thank you. for bringing me this far, God. Thank you, God, for keeping me and keeping me and keeping me, God. Nobody know my trouble, God. Nobody know my pain, God. I've been hiding it from the world, God. But you know all things, God. So I need you to come and see about me. Yes, God, in my weakest hour, God, I'm going to turn it over to the Lord, and I'm going to leave it right there. No matter how painful it is, I can tell you that God, and God all by himself, can bring you out. Somebody in here need God this morning. Glory to God. Yeah. I just want to talk to the young folks for just a minute. It's not easy out there. It's getting hard and harder and harder. But all you got to do is connect yourself with the relationship of God. And he'll keep you. I promise you this. You can go out there and tell him that Minister Womack said this. God will keep you. The bullets will come your way and they won't touch you. It's in the Bible. You think I'm lying? It's in the Bible. Yeah. It's all right to worship. Yeah. Fall on her, God. Fall on her. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I know where I am. And I know who need it. So just y'all, just stay over there for a minute. Let me talk to these babies over here. Glory to God. When the enemy think he have you, if you trust God and know God, the enemy can't do anything to you. Yes, you can stand in the face of the enemy and say, the blood of Jesus, I cast it back to the pits of hell from whence it comes. You just got to know who your God is. That's why I ask you who you are. Some of us want to be pretty. Some of us want to wear our little short stuff. And I ain't talking about just children, uh-huh. Let me stay real in here. Uh-huh. But guess what? God wants your heart. And if he had your heart, he can do anything for you. He's just like this right now waiting on you. Waiting on you to call on his name. He'll raise up a standard against the enemy and cast him down. And he can't do you any harm. See, I don't know what's going on in here, but I didn't read nothing I had on here. When God know what's needed in the house, he'll take you in a whole nother direction. Because we sitting in here getting what we need and our children are dying. Something is wrong, church. Something is wrong. Yeah, when I was in the classroom, I preached. My children used to say, when they go to acting up in the class, I say, close the books. This is not what you want today. They say, oh, Lord, here she go. Uh-huh. I tell my aide, I said, go get my Bible. That's what we need today. They said, me, woman, they going to get you. Uh-uh. I know my God. He's covering me. Watch, don't nobody come to the door to class over. I know what's about to happen in here. Uh-huh. Yes. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It'll keep you. The blood of Jesus. It'll hold you. The blood of Jesus. It'll rock you in the midnight hours. The blood of Jesus is mighty for the pulling down of the strongholds. The blood of Jesus will speak to your spirit and cause you to stand up when you don't want to stand up. The blood of Jesus will be everything that you needed in the earth. You just got to get the relationship. Yes, you got to have a relationship. Some of us want to with God. When you need him, you come get him. When you don't need him, you think you're powerful. Who are you? As I get ready to sit down, because I can't even read what's on the paper. It started moving, But see, y'all don't know what that's about. I do. That's God. Couldn't even see it. He said there's some young people in here this morning that's hurting and nobody's listening. You better hear them. You better take some time. Because it's time. We're leaving here. They got to know how to stand in the power of God. So I ask you as I close, who are you? What have you done today to bless a child, to bless an elder, to bless somebody? You better get it right, church. Don't just look like him. You got to be him by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for allowing me to come in. Maybe I'll come and preach the sermon another time. Yeah. Glory to God. I see some stuff going on in the realm. Let it go. The enemy come to steal your mind. Let it go. It's not that important. It's not. Being popular is not that important. Knowing God is all that you need in this hour. And they say, you know, there was somebody in the Bible who got, let me talk to my babies one more time and I'm going. They got bit by a snake. And they said, surely he's going to die. But he shook him off into the fire. Into the fire. And they said, there's something special about him. There's something special. That's how you get popular. When somebody's in need, go and see about them. Love on somebody when they're being mistreated. That's what happened to me. Somebody came to see about me. Loved on me. And told me I was worthy. And that was purpose in my life. Yeah, glory. I'm going to sit down because, yeah. See, I can talk about me. I had to come through, but God kept me. And he brought me, people say it all the time, but I mean it, from a mighty long ways. He didn't leave me, and he's yet staying by my side. When the doctors told me, you got to have a transplant, I was sitting there and I said, okay. And he said, did you understand what I was saying to you? Yes, sir, I understand. You talking to me. I'm talking to God. Yes. I'm talking to God because he didn't perform one miracle for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not he can, but I know he's going to do it. And maybe y'all let me come back again. So I can tell y'all about my miracle. Yeah, because I know God. And let me say this and I'm gone. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in yours. Come on and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far for your glory. How many are willing to bless him? I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. How many know that I want to be weary? Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah. That's all you got to say. Talk to the Lord. I got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I got to be God. Got to be where you are. I just want my young people to stand up. I want to be where you are. Open up your mouth and say, I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Lord God, yeah. Woo, Jesus. I wanna be God. Lord, I gotta be where you are, yes. I gotta be where you are. Come on and say, I wanna be where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Wanna be. The doors of the church are open. Gotta be where you are, God. I promise you, my people. You ready now? You ready? Yeah, I connected. Glory to God. And you got something to do. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Oh. Give God a hand clap of praise. Thank my sister for that awesome message. You know, it's funny because she did say that we're connected in the spirit.
And we always have been. But I knew she wasn't going to be able to preach what she was talking to me about in a pastor's study. Because when I came from, well, when I sat down, don't pull my coattail. When I sat down, I felt the shift. And I knew she wasn't going to be able to preach that. People fail to realize that preachers are connected to God spiritually. We don't just come up here with messages that we thought of on our own. When you are a child of God and you are called by God and you're a minister of God, God feeds you what he needs for you to say at a particular time. And sometimes God don't give you what he wants you to have until you get up here. And I saw him do that with her today. And I was wondering how she was going to handle that, because that's a difficult thing. Because preachers, we are fight with God while we're giving our message, because we'll try to institute our message and what God wants his message to be. But today she let him have his way. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 Thank you. And before I close, let me say this. She's right. My mother did prophesy that there'd be one more to come of our brothers and sisters. That's nine of us, but four of us are ministers. And that's one more to come. And when I tell you he's fighting them, that's why she said she's going to get on her knees and pray. And he's fighting a good fight, because he does not want to preach. Amen. I understand, because I didn't want to either, but I'm not going to fight God the way he's fighting God. So I said that to say, please be in prayer for him, because he is fighting. But once again, also be in prayer for her, because she needs a liver transplant. Now, it's amazing how you got a bad liver, but you're not a drinker. Only God can set you up like that. God set you up for blessings, and he set you up for miracles. And we're going to teach on that one day in Bible study. For those of you who haven't heard about our new Bible study, we're going to be doing how to recognize your spiritual gifts. So make sure you come. It's really, really powerful. But what I was about to say is we're going to teach also about how God gives you situations to handle, because he trusts you with the miracle. And we'll talk about that. Amen. He trusts you with the miracle. But I want to say to her, thank you for coming. Thank you guys for allowing her to minister to you and give you what God has for you to have. Amen. 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 Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for the word that you shared with us here today. And we pray, Master, that we realize that we are your children. And when the question is asked who we are, we shouldn't have to open up our mouth and speak. And for it is our character that will speak for us, because they'll see us through you. So we pray, Master, that as we leave this place today, let us walk in such a power that as we walk, our footsteps would change the atmosphere or the places that we're in. And we believe that can be done. As a matter of fact, we believe that's already being done in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name. So when we leave this place, let us leave in power. And we ask that you keep us, watch over, protect us, and that we can return back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. And let all of God's children sing.